The National Transportation Safety Board, also known as the NTSB, was established on April 1, 1967. The NTSB was an independent body, but initially received financial and administrative support from the Department of Transportation. Under the Independent Safety Board Act of 1975, however, this organizational relationship was ultimately severed, meaning that the NTSB is no longer affiliated with the Department of Transportation or any of its related agencies. The United States Congress charges the NTSB with determining the cause of every passenger aircraft accident in the United States, as well as with investigating major accidents involving other types of transportation, such as those occurring on highways, railways, waterways, or pipelines. As a result of its investigations, the NTSB issues important recommendations, which are aimed at preventing the occurrence of future accidents and improving passenger safety. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued in excess of 12,000 recommendations to more than 2,200 recipients. In addition, it has highlighted important issues on a list of most wanted safety improvements. Even though the NTSB issues these recommendations, it does not enforce them, resulting in its reputation for fairness and impartiality. This has allowed for a vast improvement in transportation safety, because more than 82% of the organizations receiving NTSB recommendations have adopted their safety measures. Many benefits accrue to society and the economy when NTSB recommendations are implemented. For example, enforcement of seatbelt laws has led to a significant reduction in fatal injuries. While of course having an extremely positive effect in terms of saving lives, these laws have also indirectly improved the economy since they reduce the amount of tax dollars spent on emergency medical care for crash victims, as well as lowering the amount of lost wages due to injury or death.